Am I here? Last week, at the end of the Dharma talk, I brought up the practice that Joko encouraged us to use as a reminder, asking, looking, am I here? Throughout the day, throughout our life. What have you discovered when asking this? Have you made the practice effort to ask, look? What practice effort was needed to be here, to come back, so to speak? What effort have you noticed to nurture being here, to allow being here as this life, as this moment? Am I here? Are you here? Am I here? Is available all day, so to speak, throughout our day, throughout our night, available as a support for life, for being this moment, as a practice support to enable us, to support us, to nurture us in this life that we are. Sometimes some of us tend to focus on so-called inside as being here, checking inside, looking inside. Please notice this. Sometimes some of us focus on so-called outside being here. Am I here where I am? Here? Here, outside. Please notice this. Am I here, here, not inside, not outside, not somewhere other, not somehow other than inside, outside? Am I here is not about sticking to or adding anything thereby, therein, therefore, or it is noticing what we stick to, when we're sticking about, what when abouting we are adding, so to speak. When we work with this, we might say that we start with the practice of am I here, emphasis of here, or noticing where we are other than here. And as we practice with this am I here, we might also discover that practice requires and even changes as we work with this am I here to am I here? Am I here? Different facets of this simple practice support. Or as Dogen puts it, studying self, forgetting self, be awakened by the myriad dharmas, by this myriad dharmas universe. Another simple way of saying this is being humble or forgetting self. Being humble, we can be joyous, the joy that is this endless dimension universe that we are, that our life is. Of course, as we all know, a barrier to joy is pride, our self-centeredness, which is another way of saying pride, which cuts us off from this universe life, this moment as is that we are, cuts us off from ourselves. And that's this caught in self-centered dream, holding self-centered thought. That's why noticing is so vital and important. Noticing emotion, thought, holding, the various forms that it arises. Forgetting self allows this moment universe, if I say it such a way, allows this as is universe life to reveal this that we always are. I've mentioned this before and I'll bring it up again because it links in with this quote from the Buddha when he gave instructions to Bahia. Bahia, when for you in what is seen there will be just seen, could say just what is seen, but just seen, in what is heard there will be just heard, in what is sensed there will be just sensed, in what is cognized there will be just cognized. Then, Bahia, you will not be thereby. Bahia, when you will not be thereby, then, Bahia, you will not be therein. Bahia, when you will not be therein, then, Bahia, you will be neither here nor beyond nor between the two. This itself is the end of suffering, the end of dukkha. In a way, there's nothing more to say. But sometimes it's important to notice, to be the changes, and to use that noticing, changing, to notice things that we don't want to change, or things that we want to change, specific ways it should and not ways it shouldn't. So when this arises, please notice what is the result of this wanting, this not wanting. Whether we remember, when for you in what is seen there's just seen, or we remember, am I here, or am I here, or whichever way it's helpful, please use these supports to nurture your practice, to nurture your life, to nurture the life of the universe that we all are. Thank you.